Hey guy, how you doing?
Bad.
Oh, I can't wait for this episode. I can't wait for this episode. Is this going to be Zach's last episode? Or have you
No, I'd like it to be.
Have you gotten over anything that's happened over the last 3 days?
Yeah, I'm over everything, I think.
Well, we'll see when we jump back into the reviews if you're really over everything or not. Yeah. All right, guys, welcome in week 6, episode 6 of the pod. It's Tuesday, October 15th, and we've had a lot of NFL news happen today, haven't we, guy?
Just like in the last hour.
Yeah, the last hour we've had a ton of stuff, and I'm excited to get in. Oh, I'm excited again, baby. All right, but first. Guy, what's going on? Anything new? Anything new in your life?
Anything no, exciting? Nothing new. I got dinner or I got lunch with my grandma.
Today?
Today, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Where'd you go?
We went to Quatman's.
Oh, my God. You were literally just there, too, like yeah, 2 weeks ago.
But they like it, so they like to go when they're down here.
I mean, who doesn't like to go?
Megan.
What?
Yeah, she doesn't like it.
Are you serious? Wait, seriously?
I'm being dead serious, yeah.
What?
I have to convince her to go.
What? Why doesn't she like it?
Because she doesn't like burgers, quotations.
They have chicken tenders.
Yeah.
They have sandwiches.
Yeah, she got the fish sandwich last time. She said it was pretty good.
They have chili. They have soup. They have...
Guy, you're telling the wrong person here.
They have really good fries. They have good onion rings. They have good drinks.
She's just picky.
Guy, this is why
she's pick. She does that. I think she just does it to be difficult.
Do you not like bar food? That's crazy.
I don't know.
Oh God. Okay, Megan. Well, a new lack of respect for Megan. Please let her know next time you see her, or if she's listening to the pod, Megan. Just, well, it's actually no.
Just LL just, opinion.
Yeah, it's just insane. There's no defending any of that.
No,
it's crazy. It's crazy. But she gets food from Dana's.
I don't think she likes it.
God. Okay. Well, whatever. Guy. Let's talk about college football. Let's talk about the Bucks and the Bucks' loss to the Oregon Ducks. Quack, quack.
That was a realistic duck, guy.
Thank you. Thanks. I've been practicing.
I mean, it was a really good game if you like college football.
I was
if you have
great
no
game.
Rooting interest, it was a really good game. Like, that might be hard to beat.
I mean, I had rooting interest, but it was still a great game.
Wow. You're just a hater for haters' sake. You have no opinion on the game.
I do, and it's that it was awesome.
It was a and really that, good game.
Will Dak Prescott Howard was probably my idol. Probably my idol.
Oh my. Well, he actually played a good game.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter if he makes the good. Dumbest play of all time.
Well, yeah, but that loss isn't on him for sure. Not on him. The loss is on the defense, which was so smelly. Holy God. I thought I was watching the Bengals. That's what it looked like. Couldn't get off the ground or couldn't get off the field on third down. Zero pass rush.
Yeah.
Horrible corner play. That's where they lost the game.
Yeah. It was amazing though. I mean, that was a great game. It was a
yeah,
great
I,
game.
Yeah. Ohio State probably wins that. Probably beats Oregon.
Seven out
six
of ten
out
times.
Of ten. Yeah. Six or seven out of ten times, yeah. I think it just the car I say this every time. I feel like every big game Ohio State plays in, something bad or something fluky weird happens. And it's so annoying.
What was
so,
it this time?
So annoying. Well, that fucking squib kick.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Yeah, fluky weird. Also, okay, let's just talk about the last drive there where they're driving down. in my opinion, it was not pass interference. Like, they were letting them play like that the entire game, and then they're going to throw the flag at the very end of the game. Like, seriously?
It's just what refs do.
It's so annoying, though. It's like, dude, you got to be consistent. Literally the play before, Jeremiah Smith got hugged, and they didn't call PI, okay? And then he comes in the next play. Jeremiah Smith gets bumped at the three, and he shoves the guy off, and the guy is just so much weaker than Jeremiah Smith. He flings back, and we get a PI call, and that basically loses the game for us.
Yeah,
soft.
Puts you out of field goal range.
That's so soft. That's so soft.
Yeah. I think it was a PI, though, personally.
I don't care. They haven't called it all day. It could have been PI on the defender, too.
Well,
be consistent, at least.
Well, it's too late for that now.
Yeah, I know. First, that. And then the very next play is there's actually the NCAA came out today and said they're considering a rule change, literally just off that. The 12 men on the field.
Oh, yeah.
Dan Lanning basically came out and said that that was on purpose.
Yeah, I saw that. Like the breakdown of all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the time taken from the play gets taken off the clock. Plus, it's only a 5-yard penalty, so it doesn't really matter much for them as far as field goal range. And you take 7 seconds off the clock, and then it's a running clock after.
It's pretty genius. It was pretty insane.
That's, yeah.
If that was on purpose, which I think it was. But yeah.
It basically said it was on purpose.
Yeah. Yeah. That's genius. Just crazy. Absolutely crazy. You got to be an absolute degen.
I don't
know
why
the clock.
Why did they run the clock?
A rule.
Everyone's asking that. Like, they said they shouldn't have run the clock after that play.
I don't know.
Why is that not a dead ball? Why did the play continue?
I don't know.
It should be a dead ball from the snap because they have 12 men on the field.
Yeah, I don't know how they call it in the NFL, honestly. Because sometimes the refs don't count until... Well, I guess they can't start the play until the refs count, right?
Right, they should have.
Usually, at least. But sometimes it's not possible. I don't know.
Just annoying. I mean... Yeah, just... I've seen about 50-50 on the PI. Some say it's soft, some say it was PI, but I think it's soft.
In the context of the game, you could call it soft, but outside of the context of the game, it's a PI. So,
but then call it both ways because Oregon was being handsy all night, and they didn't get any PIs called on. I thought it was poorly ref'd there at the end. But what are you gonna do? It really doesn't matter. I talked to Blaze about this because I think I texted Blaze after that night because he was the only one that was going to give reasonable opinions. I trust Blaze's opinion. I do not trust fraudulent. Alex isn't a college football fan. He knows nothing about college football. So him coming in and saying like all this shit, he's just a dumbass. Blaze is actually like intelligent about college football. So I asked Blaze, we were talking about it. With the 12-team playoff, this loss really doesn't mean that much.
It doesn't really mean anything.
Totality. If Ohio State wins out, they're going to replay Oregon. Or they're going to get a rematch with Oregon. Yeah. And they're going to be in the playoff, and they're going to get a bye.
Yeah, this loss doesn't mean anything for Ohio State.
Yeah. But, yeah, those are my thoughts.
Well, it's a little sad we didn't record immediately after because I would have loved to have you go as heated as you were on Saturday night and Sunday, but we'll take it. We'll take it. Nothing else really happened. Oh, Alabama actually almost lost to South Carolina.
Yeah, they
probably should have.
Penn State definitely should have lost to USC. They got kind of lucky. They converted like USC two fluky back. two fluky fourth downs. Then yeah. USC's just bad.
Yeah.
Wisconsin beat Rutgers. Way to go. Way to go, Badgers.
Congrats. What are they, like 3-3, 4-2?
Wisconsin, I think they're 4-2.
4-2, yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
They haven't beaten anyone good though. So
what's does Wisconsin or Ohio State play this year?
No, they don't play.
No. Okay. Mm-mm. All right, you got any other football, college football takes you want to get off your chest?
No.
All right.
That's about it. Kind of like killed my mood. Ohio right. State's on the bye too, so I had this let this loss linger for 2 weeks.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Let's transition to another mood killer real quick, guy. And that came in the form of a Sean Miller tweet yesterday.
I didn't know where you were going.
Yesterday morning, which you sent to me. Unbeknownst to me, and just really ruined my entire day.
So ruined I had known day. About this for a couple, like probably 3 or 4 days.
You did?
Because he did it. Yeah.
From Rick?
Yeah, I saw it on the message boards.
Oh, God.
He did it on the 11th. That's when I found out about
Jesus.
It.
Oh, God. So it's been a long time. Like last Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was last week.
God.
Yeah, super, super frustrating. Yeah,
Friday. It was on Friday.
Yeah, the depth. We just the depth in the front court is going to be.
I guess I should say Lucina Traore.
Yeah,
for everyone is a Xavier fan here, but big man transfer from Long Beach State, who averaged like what like,
double double.
Yeah, averaged a double double last year.
It's like 12 and 10.
And I was excited about because all the video of the practicing. He just looked like a beast this year.
He's just someone that can bang down low, get rebounds, and that's really what...
We've been missing that, dude. We've been missing a power presence inside.
Yeah.
So I was bummed to the core. Dude, I mean, it's just like Cincinnati teams are just cursed. I mean, we were excited for the Red season, and then Matt McClain got injured and a bunch of other injuries, and then we sucked. We were excited for the Bengals season. All of our D linemen, who already weren't amazing, got hurt, and we suck.
Yeah.
And then we were excited for the Xavier season. And Lucina Traore, what did he tear his ACL? Do we even know what he did?
I'm assuming just a knee injury. Yeah.
God, man, make it stop.
It could be worse, but yeah, not great.
Well, don't put that out there into the universe, guy. Jesus. We can't be losing anybody else. If we lose anyone else, we're screwed.
Big men, They're.
Pick up the phone, call Logan Dunkum, get him to come play basketball.
Jeez. No, Fremantle's gonna have to get minutes at the five now.
Yeah, and John Hughley.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna have to play a lot more because Cameron Fletcher isn't playing this year, is he?
I think he's definitely not practicing yet, but they said probably December timetable, maybe early January.
Oh, interesting, interesting. Okay. Well, I don't know. We'll see how effective he can be in Big East play. Probably not great, but...
I mean, before he got injured, he was one of Florida State's best players.
Yeah. Guy, I got new license plates today. State of Missouri license plates. Yeah, I know. Really, really gross. But yeah.
Guy,
but,
do you think Missouri, if we ranked the 50 states on how, like, if you'd want to live there, do you think Missouri's in the bottom 10?
Yeah, probably. Well, it depends. I don't know. It depends. I mean, Missouri's got two cities that you could live in.
Yeah.
Like, if we're talking about like North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Idaho.
Yes.
I mean,
I think I'd rather live in Montana.
Alabama, Mississippi.
Mississippi, Louisiana. Sure. That's you think Mississippi's last. I think Mississippi's last.
It's probably close. Arkansas.
Arkansas. I'd say Mississippi, Arkansas are 150 and 49.
Oklahoma.
There. Yeah, Oklahoma's pretty good.
Iowa,
too.
Iowa, Nebraska.
Yeah, Iowa. I think I'd rather live in Omaha than any city in Missouri.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. West Virginia.
Yeah, West Virginia. Kentucky. For sure. I mean, yeah, Kentucky's got two. I mean, could
I mean all these places? Though. I mean, all these places really have like two cities that you could live in, like Georgia. Like,
I mean, they just have
where like you live in if you're not living in
Atlanta.
Yeah,
Savannah. I'd live there.
Maybe. But, anyways, back to my license plates.
Right.
Yeah, they have XU in my license plates, and I think that's a sign.
Like back to back. Like.
No. So it's like the first three. Oh. It's like the first three set of numbers and digits. It starts with an X, and then the second set of three numbers and digits starts with a U. It's so it's like X number letter, U number letter. So I think it's a sign.
Of what?
Of good things to come.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about going to the Oak Tavern and watching Xavier basketball play.
That sounds pretty great.
Yeah, it does. It's one of my favorite.
The Oak Tavern, OPG.
Yeah, I was telling Megan.
Either of those places.
Like, what's better than the boys getting together and then going to the Oak Tavern to watch Xavier basketball and just shooting the shit for 5 hours?
I actually prefer, I'd go to the Oak for food first, and then I'd probably go to OP, walk to OPG to watch
to
it.
To watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever watched a game at the Oak.
Oh, I definitely have. But what's better than that guy shooting the shit?
Dude, nothing's better than that. Except maybe
for
like
5 hours.
There's net football at the Oak.
Yeah.
Or maybe post game Dana's.
Ooh, yeah, Friday night Dana's in college. Yeah.
Thanks. Or like a peak Listerman experience. Maybe. Is up there. Yeah, it's pretty close though. But yeah. Just the winter, some wings,
yep,
some brews, and Xavier basketball at the Oak in the heated outdoor area. Oh yeah.
Oh yes.
That's great.
Give it to me. God, give it to me.
I want
now.
Some of that right now.
Yep.
That just sounds amazing.
Soon.
Ah, man. Okay. I don't think I have any other rants or ramblings to get into this week. You got anything else?
I do not.
No. Okay. Let's see. I always forget. Do we start with the AB segment, or do we go into the real life NFL scores first? What do you want to start with?
I think we do real life. Real life.
We'll do real life. Okay. Yeah. So the Bengals played Sunday Night Football against the Giants, and I'm sorry. I apologize to anybody who watched that game.
Brutal. Brutal bad.
It was disgusting on the eyes.
That's probably going to be the worst Sunday night game of the year.
Yeah, I hope so.
If it was about 3 or 4 weeks later, I think that would have got flexed.
Probably. Maybe. I don't know. No Malik Nabers for the Giants. Mm-mm. They couldn't score. The Bengals also couldn't score. It was really just gross. They were like
it was the Bengals
8 punts in that game.
Yeah, shooting themselves in the foot on offense.
Yeah, just really bad. Really, really bad.
The O-line, man. They look terrible.
Yeah. But we came out with a win, so we'll take it.
Work the world. We'll take any win.
The Steelers had a big win. By big, doesn't mean they actually scored a lot of points, and including Najee Harris. Najee Harris like had over 100 yards rushing. So, big win for them. But, it's dangerous season, baby. It's dangerous season, baby.
He's starting?
He's in line to start.
Why?
Mike Tomlin came out and said that there's potential for them to use both quarterbacks during the game.
They're going to bench a quarterback for a team that's 4-2?
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Oh, God. He better, dude, Dangerous better be good.
Dangerous is leading him to the Super Bowl, baby. I can't wait. Okay. The Lions played. The Lions won, and they absolutely smacked down the Cowboys.
I don't understand.
And
how
they were honestly.
He's not fired this morning.
Jerry Jones is delusional.
He is.
Honestly, the Lions were just taking the piss out of the Cowboys. They were trying to throw the ball to their linemen on like three separate occasions. Dude. And they lined
Dan Skipper out at receiver. Yeah. And he was running a route.
And then they ran a hook and ladder with Penei Sewell.
Yeah, that's the
ultimate. And it almost worked. Yeah, that was awesome. That's absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
So that was great. But they lost Aiden Hutchinson in that game.
Yeah.
And to the most insane leg break that I've ever seen.
So fluky.
And looked so painful. It was like a knife through butter, dude. It's just crazy.
How hard was he whipping his leg?
Yeah, I don't know.
To be able to break it like that. That's so weird.
I don't know, dude.
I wonder if he already had like a
hairline fracture or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen any other updates either. I'm sure he went to the hospital. I don't know how many breaks there might have been.
He had like emergency surgery.
You're worried about the arteries.
Tibia. Yeah.
Yeah, this is gross. So he's done. Mm-hmm.
Big loss for the.
Yeah, that is a big loss. They signed a edge from the Bengals practice squad. Isaiah Thomas, not the basketball player.
Dude, he cannot be any good. on the Bengals D-line.
I know.
People are saying they should try to trade for Max Crosby.
I've seen that a lot today. I've also seen that we don't have the cap space for it. I don't know.
No, I'm saying the Lions.
Oh, the Lions. Well, I've seen the Bengals should trade for Max Crosby.
Oh, yeah. How do we not have the cap space?
I don't know. I don't know if that's just made up or not. I don't know.
That's made up. Make room.
The Lions will be fine, though. Also, shout out Fireball Jones, Tim Patrick. He's like actually a good receiver.
I kind of forgot he existed.
Yeah. I mean, he like tore his ACL like twice in like back-to-back seasons after coming back. And then the Broncos released him this offseason or this training camp. But anyways, the Packers won. They destroyed the Cardinals, who looked terrible.
Yeah.
And the Bears won. They beat the Jags. Another coach who should be fired after this week because they're staying in London is Doug Peterson because the Jags are officially hashtag cooked.
So this is a fun little stat here for you, guy. The Bears' four wins have come against teams with one win each. Looking back, their schedule...
Can you name them for me?
So they beat the Titans week one. They beat the Rams, Panthers, and Jags.
Damn. Yeah, but you can't take away. I mean, they've beaten what's in front of them.
I guess. But yeah, I just.
And you can't take away how good the defense has been.
No, the defense is legit.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I can't believe how bad the schedule was to open the year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Rams weren't supposed to be that bad, but they just lost everybody.
Yeah, so, their back half though.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if Caleb can keep up his.
They got to play. They haven't played a North game yet.
His hot streak yet. Yeah.
Once they get into the NFC North, it's going to be tough.
Yeah. All right, and I think that takes care of everybody. I do this every week, but is that every team?
Yep.
Okay. Cool. All right, guy, you want to get into the AB segment of the week? Do you have any AB tweets?
We can. You know,
I haven't seen.
It's been weak sauce because all he is tweeting right now is his election/voter registration campaign. That's all he's been tweeting.
I saw this, and he's teaming up with Lev Bell, where if you sign up to vote, you get like a picture with him and Lev Bell.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's also some video. They're like in Vegas right now, the both of them. And they're like, there's a video Lev Bell posted on his Twitter. It's like them in a hotel room, like shirtless. And they're just like, AB's in the background, like jumping on a sofa.
Yeah, I just saw that video.
I don't want to know what's going on. I think they're filming some content for Lev's OnlyFans.
Oh, God. I forgot about the Lev Bell OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So that's what's going on in AB Twitter right now. I think we're gonna hold off.
Well, okay. A little AB. He was at the Steelers game on Sunday, and he signed some chick's tits and he signed another chick's ass.
Yeah, I saw that.
So that's pretty AB.
Come on down to the Boulevard Lounge. Have a nine city or have you some crown.
We'll make that AB of the day there.
I think AB needs to make an appearance on Dawn and Deb.
Oh, that'd be electric.
Guys, if you don't have TikTok, or if you do have TikTok, I need you to search up Joe Long, Dawn and Deb. He does a Pittsburgh skit of just like local Pittsburgh people and how they talk and how they act. And it might be just the funniest thing I've seen this month. It had me crying. It's so fucking funny.
Yeah, people from Pittsburgh are just on from a different planet. Oh, different, they really are.
Different breed of people. So it's pretty good content. It's pretty good content.
Like did they teach English, the English language up there?
It's a good question.
Schools?
I don't think so. I don't think so. All right, guy.
Alex is one of the lucky ones.
Before we jump into the mailbag here, I want to talk about some of this NFL news that's come across our desks today. First with the Davante Adams news early this morning, which is just pretty hilarious. I'm not going to lie. Because we all knew it was coming, but yeah, it just happened the day after their loss last night to the Bills on Monday Night Football. And then Aaron Rodgers just being like, it's crazy people think I have this power. Meanwhile, he gets Nathaniel Hackett signed. He gets Alan Lazard signed. He gets Robert Saleh fired.
It's crazy that Aaron Rodgers thinks people believe him when he says stuff like that.
Yeah. Aaron, no one's believing you, Aaron. And then he goes on Pat McAfee and just does whatever he does there, which Davante Adams made an appearance on today behind Aaron Rodgers.
You think he's good to go? You think his hamstrings are ready?
Oh, yeah, he'll be playing next week.
hamstring magically healed.
Yeah. Yeah. But in all seriousness, I saw another hilarious tweet where it was like, did you see the pick that Aaron threw at the end of the game?
Yeah.
Last night? Yeah, you've seen that everywhere. And Mike Williams. Yeah, yeah. It was like, Aaron Rodgers is going to find every way possible to blame this on Mike Williams. And then
didn't he blame him?
I think he did. And then this morning, Mike Williams is available for a trade. it's great.
God, I hate Aaron Rodgers, dude. Jeez.
Yeah. All right, get Marquez Valdes-Scantling is on the market now as well. He just got released by the Bills. Call him up. Call Eddie Lacy. Call Eric Decker. Call whoever you want.
Mercedes Lewis.
Jimmy Graham.
Nah, Mercedes Lewis is an actual chance.
yeah, he is still playing. That is kind of crazy. I think he's on the Bears, isn't he? I don't know. I thought he was on the Bears. Could be wrong.
I can't believe he's still
playing. Anyways, in all seriousness, though, I mean, what do you think about this? Davante Adams to the Jets.
Yeah, I think it's good. I mean, it's a good fit. They need help on offense.
They need a downfield threat for sure.
Yeah. Maybe take some pressure away from Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, this hurts Garrett Wilson. Absolutely. His volume is going to go way down. Well, not way down. Oh, no, it is going to go way down because he had 22 targets last week.
Like getting touchdowns. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, they're going
to
be.
Alan Lazard needs to be involved.
Yeah, this is true. Lazard, Wilson, and Davante Adams, it's 2 and 8 mouths to feed. And Tyler Conklin. Oh.
Do you think Alan Lazard's now receiver 2 and Garrett's 3?
It's probably like 2A, 2B between those two. I'm being dead serious.
Yeah, I am too.
But yeah, I mean, they're going to be in the red zone hopefully a lot more. So it can up the touchdown chances. Same for Breece Hall, to be honest.
Garrett's just so good, man. Did you see his release on, thinking of one specific play, it was third down. And his releases off the line are so good. The separation.
He's a good receiver.
He's really good.
I guess he's just not the alpha receiver that we've seen.
Yeah, I mean.
And I think maybe also just the Jets offense with Aaron Rodgers was not suited for him either. So they still have the same amount of points through 6 weeks as they did with Zach Wilson last year.
Crazy.
113 each. So
somehow it's not Aaron's fault.
No. No, of course it's never Aaron's fault. All right, I got to plug my charger in real quick, guy.
So who we got? Next, we got Amari Cooper to the Bills. Who's up? That's a big guy. Big for
Celebrate
you.
good times. Come on. Do 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 do.
Yep.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Oh my God. I was jumping up and down.
I wasn't thinking about the Bills going for Amari Cooper, but it
Me
makes
neither.
sense, obviously.
No one had talked about it. It was all
No.
like, oh, the Chiefs need a receiver. They can get Devontae or they can get Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
Oh, the Bills? Oh my God. Oh my God, let's go. I
It
mean, can
hurts my
he?
Khalil Shakir guy.
Yeah, it does. Helps you Josh
Really
Allen though.
does. Yeah, it does.
So
Yeah, it does. No, I mean that's a good fit for Cooper.
I'm so excited. I can't
Yeah.
wait. I can't wait.
I mean,
Oh my
you knew the
goodness.
trade was coming.
Oh,
I
I knew a trade is
I didn't
honestly.
expect it. I didn't expect it this week.
Yeah, I didn't expect it this early at all. I thought maybe like
Yeah.
November, beginning of November.
Yeah.
But oh baby, let's go. Let's go. Oh, I'm so excited. He's free of that diddler, Deshaun Watson. Oh, there's just so there's I mean, I've sent you already a lot of stuff on Twitter, but there's so many good memes of Amari Cooper
Yeah.
leaving. He's free. He's free. Oh my God. Now it's just
Is.
Jerry Jeudy, David Njoku, Nick Chubb. They're all stuck with him.
Okay, let's play a little game.
Okay.
Deshaun Watson or.
Oh, yes.
Deshaun Watson or Jake Browning?
Oh, Jesus. Jake Browning. He's won more games than Watson has in the last year.
Deshaun Watson or Danny Dimes?
Danny Dimes.
Yeah. Deshaun Watson or Bo Nix?
Bo Nix. Again, one more games.
Deshaun Watson or Bryce Young?
Bryce Young. I mean, come on.
Seriously, wow. Yeah, I mean, I guess you go on potential, maybe, but
Yeah, you have to. Get him out of Carolina. I just want to see what he does elsewhere.
yeah.
And Deshaun Watson's, there's no coming back. He's maybe the worst QB in the last 30 years. Not named Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah, I mean his stats certainly say that. All right. Last one. This is the ultimate boss version. Like Deshaun Watson or Ben DiNucci.
I guess Deshaun Watson
Okay. Or Tommy DeVito.
or Trace McSorley or Sean Clifford.
Deshaun over Sean Clifford.
Yeah,
Kidding me.
yeah.
What about Tommy DeVito
Tommy DeVito. I might actually rather have Tommy DeVito or
guy?
Tyson
Yeah.
Bagent. Tyson Bagent or Deshaun Watson.
I don't know. They probably would put out like similar stats.
Tyson Bagent, I would take.
Tyson Bagent doesn't make
Deshaun
30 million
Watson or
dollars.
Trevor Lawrence?
Trevor Lawrence. And it's not even close.
Yeah.
That's how bad Deshaun is. He's putting up historic lows. And
It's
it's
actually it's
hilarious.
insane.
Yeah.
Anytime that Scott Hanson goes to the Browns on Red Zone, it's just like the most egregious play you've ever seen. It's just like, what is he doing?
They're averaging like 250 yards a game.
It's insane. We just talked about that. We just talked about this yesterday about the Browns have to play somebody. Who do they have to play? And I was like, how are the Browns going to score? The Browns can't score. Do you remember this? The Rams, maybe? You
Yeah.
were saying that the Browns would beat the Rams.
Yeah.
That the Rams are worse than the Browns, and I disagree.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what it was. Yeah, okay. Amari Cooper
See,
set free.
they play the Bengals this week, so.
Yeah, no Amari Cooper though. That's good for
Yeah.
the Bengals. With the trade of Amari Cooper, Rodney McLeod is now the leading scorer on the Browns.
That's funny. Is Jerry Jeudy now becomes a receiver one?
Yeah, he does. And I don't even know who else they have after that. I guess David Njoku, I guess.
Yeah.
Might be a shout.
Njoku.
Now that he's back.
Don't they have Elijah Moore still?
Oh, yeah, they do.
I mean, the thing is, Deshaun's throwing for like less than 150
yards.
Can
we check on John Fanta right now? Guys, if you haven't been, John Fanta, after every Browns game on Sunday, will post a video, reaction video. And they're just the greatest.
I don't even feel a bit bad for the Browns because they did this to themselves. They give up Baker Mayfield, who won them a playoff game, and make the most desperation move I've ever seen from a sports organization.
Yeah.
And it's completely bit them. Like,
all right, John's
just hilarious.
John's happy. He just retweeted himself from 2 days ago. He said the Browns needed to trade Amari Cooper yesterday.
I mean,
so
yeah,
he's happy.
Get some value for him at least.
Yeah. What did they even get? A conditional third?
Yeah, a third. I think they got two picks, third and a seventh, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. But the Bills are only paying Amari like a mil this season. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Why weren't more people after? Maybe they were. Maybe they just didn't want to trade him until now. But
and because he's on a 1 year deal.
Yeah, this is last year. Yeah. Oh man. Okay. Yeah. Did anything else happen?
I don't think so.
I don't think anything else happened yet.
No.
So we can get into the mailbag, which shockingly we only have one. From one person. This person says, are the NFC North teams the four best in the NFC?
I would say yes.
I would say no.
I would say maybe the Commanders.
The Bears
are better
not,
than the Bears.
Yeah. I mean, what about the 49ers?
Yeah, you could also, yeah, I'd put them over the Bears.
I feel like
the Packers... Vikings, Lions,
three best teams.
I don't think the Bears are there yet.
What about Tampa?
True. I mean, yeah, I would put Tampa over Chicago right now. I would put Tampa over maybe Green Bay.
Yeah.
So no, I guess no.
Yeah.
Forgot about Tampa.
Yeah, I would also say no, but definitely the best division, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, by far. Could you say they're those four in the top six in the NFC or seven? That's
top seven.
Yeah.
Not six seven. Because we just named, I think the 49ers, the Commanders, and the Bucks are better than the Bears right now.
I feel like on a good day, the Seahawks could also be.
I was actually going to bring that up too.
The Bears.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. The Seahawks are an interesting team.
Yeah,
I love the new offense. They got to work on their defense though. But yeah. Okay. Second question out of this mailbag is: if you hypothetically, and this will give you a clue on who this is from, we're just So hypothetically, you had the following players on your roster, guy. Please tell me who you would pick to start. You can only start four of them. Okay.
Oh, I'm not answering this question because I'm not helping said person.
Well, then you can answer it in a way that it doesn't help that person.
If you could start
AJ Brown, Cooper Kupp, Tyreek Hill, Stephon Diggs, Chris Godwin, or Jameson Williams, who are you starting?
I'd probably try to start all of those guys.
All of them?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'd probably start one at quarterback, and maybe running back too.
Yeah.
I'd probably start AJ Brown at quarterback. Or
Tyreek at running back.
Cooper Kupp, I'd probably start on the bench. Then Stephon Diggs could be a tight end. Chris Godwin could be flex, and Jameson Williams could be a maybe kicker. Probably what I would have to say.
Yeah.
All right. And then there's a third question here, which I'm probably just not going to answer or ask because it's
correct.
Pretty it's pretty irrelevant. So
it is. It is.
All right. And that's that's the only mailbag. But we do have some updated stats from our man Blaze here running.
Dude, this is going to make me ill.
Running the power rankings through the computer, the supercomputer, the CTESPN supercomputer.
It's going to make me vomit.
And I got in touch with Blaze to ask him about what this total win-loss record is calculated from, because I wasn't sure if it was based off of what the average score of the week is and then what your record is, or if you were to play everybody each week, what your record would be. And he told me it is what you, if you played everybody each week, what your record would be, rather than just against the average.
Okay.
So with that in mind, Blaze would be 40-14. And he is actually tied for second place in the league right now at 4-2.
Oh.
Alex would be 38-16. He is 3-3 right now in the league. Guy, you'd be 33-21 in third place. And you're 2-4.
That is remarkable. Otherworldly. I don't even know what. Give me another adjective to describe that guy.
Comical. Amazing. The best. All-time greatest. Hilarious. Any of those work?
No.
I think they're pretty good. I think they're pretty good. You'd be tied with Eric at 33-21, and he is 3-3 in actuality. Matt would be 30-24. He is 4-2. I would be 27-27, and I'm 4-2.
Fucking bullshit.
Pappas is 26, would be 26-28. He is 2-4. Donald would be 20-34, and he is 5-1 alone in first place.
That's insane.
Jared Miller would be 13-41, and he's 2-4. And Dolan would be 10-44, and he's 1-5.
Yeah, Jared's lucky to have two wins.
Jared is lucky to have two wins.
13 wins.
We'll get into this as we review the week, but Jared is approaching Dolan level of points scored this year. So
damn,
yeah, it's big time. It's big time. All right, let's get into these reviews, guy.
I have the same record as him, guy.
Yeah, you gotta do something about it. All right. Before we jump into the matchups, I guess we can. Give a rundown. Actually, no. We'll wait to give the rundown of the league after we review the matchup, so everybody can know what the scoring was like. So I know this is how you get your scoring recaps, is the pod. So we'll start with this absolutely disgusting game of the week. It's CD's TD's taking on the podcast Shopper, and a 72.78 win to 69.7.
Shouldn't be allowed to get. No one should be getting wins for this game right here.
Pap with a lovely lineup of Tajay Spears, Christian Kirk, Kyle Pitts, JSN, CeeDee Lamb, Chuba Hubbard, James Conner, CJ Stroud, putting up 73 points, defeating what is probably, I would argue, the worst roster in the league right now, which is Jared Miller. This man took Travis Etienne in the second round, and he was begging Alex not to take his pick right before him in the second round. Begging. And I thought, oh no, who is this running back that Jared desperately, desperately wants? Alex took Derrick Henry, and Jared goes, yes, it's not my guy. And I'm sitting there, shit. He's taking Devon Achane, who I want here in the second round. And he proceeds to select the absolute ball buster that is Travis Etienne. What a guy. Negative 0.1 on the week this week.
It's so funny. When he fumbles or does something bad, he just gets injured.
He didn't even fumble this week. He just had negative 1 yards rushing. No. He ran the ball 3 times for a negative 1 yards.
Yeah.
And then he got hurt. He's been dealing with a shoulder injury, but apparently he hurt his hamstring this week. So I don't think he's playing.
You think he'll just like IR him?
Yeah, do you think maybe he'll just like disintegrate into thin air and never play football again?
Yeah, you can't play him anymore, Jared.
Yeah.
I don't think.
No, I'd be honestly. Well, I mean, you're
Yeah,
starting Bijan
don't
and.
tell me. Are you gonna tell me you is a drop candidate?
No, I'm saying I'm
Okay.
starting Roschon Johnson over Travis Etienne.
Oh.
Because at least Roschon scores touchdowns. He gets the goal line work. So that's where we're at with Jared's team, in my opinion. You got a guy named George Pickens who thinks that it's none of his responsibility for his play time. You got a guy in Brandon Ayuk who I don't know where he plays football. You got a guy in Isaiah Likely who Jared picked up off the waiver wire this week, but Mark Andrews is back, baby. You got Bijan, who's actually a good player. And then you got Sir Targets a lot, Wan'Dale Robinson, who couldn't get you enough points on Monday on Sunday night, Jared, to win you this week, which is pretty embarrassing. So yeah, that's where we're at. And then, I mean, we haven't even talked about Pappas' side of the ball, but he's so lucky to get a win. I mean, he deserves this win because he's actually put up big numbers this year. But I mean, Nico Collins is out. We don't know what Aaron Jones is going to be like. He's questionable. And we're CeeDee Lamb. I mean, the Cowboys are also hashtag cookout. Chuba Hubbard might be his best player right now.
Yeah, and you have Jonathan Brooks coming back who will surely take away at least a couple touches.
Yeah. So perhaps on the
Yeah, both these
rocks.
teams I fear are cooked.
I fear that as well. You also got David Montgomery getting a 2-year extension with the Lions this past week. Just, I mean, I thought that they were gonna, let him walk and let the transition happen to Gibbs, but nope, it's just this is what it's gonna be for the next 2 years. Some days good, some days not so good. So.
I see a little theme going right here, guy.
About Jared being terrible. Oh.
Both of these cooked teams are starting Jacksonville Jaguars skill players.
That is an interesting trend that you bring up because you are also starting a Jackson Jaguars skill player.
That's true, but he's actually
And you are also
okay.
cooked in terms of injuries. So I do see a really, really uncanny semblance here
true.
of starting Jacksonville
True.
Jaguars. Matt Kent also lost this week, a little sneak peek, and he also started a Jacksonville Jaguars skill player. So maybe this is just linked to Travis Etienne, though. Maybe if Travis Etienne doesn't get started, everybody else is fine.
Okay. That might be true. Etienne's really bad.
Really bad.
Guy, we were on the Travis Etienne trash train
Last year.
like over a year ago.
Yeah.
And an
I
unnamed
mean,
manager was having
Are we ever
fits
wrong?
about it.
Please tell me, are we ever wrong?
We're definitely right more than we're wrong.
Yeah, we're never wrong.
I would say sometimes we're wrong, but we're definitely more right
Were we
at this
wrong
point.
about DeAndre Swift? No, we're not.
We'll see.
This is just fluky.
I'm not throwing in the towel on that
He's a
prediction
cooked
yet.
player. He's not a good running back. Okay,
Okay.
maybe he's not cooked, but he's not a good running back.
Okay.
I'm just gonna say
Yeah,
that.
they have played trash teams, like I must admit. They've been playing some god-awful teams.
I will go down on the DeAndre Swift ship of him being terrible.
Right, you want to move on to that
Yeah,
matchup?
let's move on. All right. Donald, bag of bones, taking on the albino polar bears and Matt Kent. 100.76 for Don and his black magic with 100 points this week, getting a win against the albino polar bears who put up 86.92.
You just simply aren't allowed to score more than 90 against Donald. Simply not
Yeah, it's
allowed.
there's a cap. There's a big cap on 9-0. When you play against Bag of Bones. Don, I mean, like, you're not paying me money as commissioner to make this happen. So, like, what are you doing? Like, Marvin Harrison didn't even play.
No, you got a concussion on the first like drive of the game.
And you still put up 100
Yeah.
and one handily. What? Tell Zach, actually, because Zach needs this. Zach needs this in his life badly.
Yeah. I need it bad.
All right, guy, give me a breakdown, though, here. Because Matt Kent's been putting up big numbies the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, he just got down weeks from his two receivers who usually carry him.
Three receivers. He got numbers from Zay Flowers.
Yeah, Brian, yeah.
Zay Flowers had 9 for 132.
He
also had 9 for 132 at the half in that game. He went 0-0-0 in the second half.
Wow.
Explain that to me.
That's odd. I don't know. That's really weird. Unless they were just doubling him, which might have been possible. But yeah.
Crazy.
He's really good, though.
Yeah. Mike Evans, the Bucs put up 51, and Mike Evans had 2 catches for 34 yards. That's just nuts. Should we give a special shout-out here, actually, to Sean Tucker?
Yeah.
Who was not picked up by anybody this week in the waivers because Rashad White was out. Bucky Irving was the starter. But Sean Tucker had himself the game of his career, which will never happen again.
Probably not.
And put up a solid 14 rushes for 136 yards, a rushing touchdown, and then 3 catches for 56 yards and a receiving touchdown. Just absolutely nuts. I mean, the Bucs just ran all over the Saints, and they hardly even ran the ball. And Baker threw 4 picks, and they still put up 51 points. That was a crazy game.
Yeah.
Crazy, crazy game. But yeah, are you worried about Matt's team at all?
No, not worried.
Yeah.
What about Brian
Thomas?
No, I'm not concerned about Brian Thomas.
Yeah,
he's like really the good. Only Jacksonville Jaguar I would not be concerned about.
They played a really good Bears team.
Yeah.
Talk to me about Dalton Kincaid now that Amari Cooper is in the picture.
Just less targets. I don't know. He does not get targeted in the red zone, which is really weird.
Well, I feel like this is going to help Kincaid and allow them to open up the offense a lot more. I do. I do actually think so. So, we'll see.
We'll see.
Anything you want to say about Donald's team over here? He's got JT maybe coming back this week. He's got Nick Chubb coming back.
Yeah. Could be good.
Could be good.
No, I'm just super annoyed that Donald keeps getting away with these low scores.
I mean, he put up 100 points. Which is pretty solid.
I did.
Yeah, but you're not Donald, so.
Okay. Exactly. That's my point.
You don't win games.
That's my point.
Let's move on to your game, guy. You took on. Who'd you take on? You took on the team with Baker Mayfield and Sam Laporta.
That team.
Yeah. Yes. 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 You lost 126.9 to 113.4. You wanna share some of those feelings, because you were fourth highest scorer of the week.
I just don't know what to do. Like I'm putting up points, guy. I should theoretically be getting wins according to Blaze's power rankings.
Yep.
But
that's the nature of the fantasy, baby.
When people see OG Mudbone, when they see that logo, when they see the triple B's, they're playing the triple B's this week. It's like fair game to score 140.
Yeah, it's a field day.
Yeah, it's like they're the other team's players just decide to have career games. So if anyone should be complaining about career games, it should be me and not a named manager.
Chris Godwin, career game.
Yeah.
Alan Lazard, career game on the bench. It was actually really, really funny last night. We were really hoping Josh Allen was going to come out storming in the second half because he had an insane first half.
Yeah.
And Eric, what are you doing? Why didn't you move Ty Johnson up for James Cook last night? Because in the really, really, really low percentage chance that Josh Allen put up 38 points and could beat you, that you would have been absolutely flame boil roasted. for not getting James Cook out of your lineup. Like, all-time bad manager move. I'm just going to...
The thing, he scored 126.9, and he didn't even have a running back.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, how annoying is that guy?
I mean, Sam Laporta,
put yourself in my shoes.
Yeah, I'd be so pissed.
You have to feel some sort of sympathy.
Oh, I'd be so mad.
Yeah.
I'd probably just be
resigned. Is there anyone out there that feels, like, slightly bad for me?
No, I don't think
so. That this is happening?
No, I don't.
Consistently?
Maybe Donald. Maybe, because he's a good guy.
You don't feel a little bit sorry for me, okay?
Not really.
That this is happening?
Not really.
I mean, what did I do to deserve this kind of behavior?
I mean, probably just, like, constantly shit on people.
I really don't, though. I really don't constantly do it. I really just shit on Alex because he makes fun of me every day. So I have to do something back. You know?
I don't know. It's just, I don't know, guy. I think you got to burn some incense. You got to sacrifice something. You got to change the tide.
I've been burning candles.
Well, it's not working. Candles. Has that worked?
No, it's...
Maybe you need to set up a little prayer circle. OG Mudbone prayer circle. You gotta do something. That's what I'd be doing if I were you.
The triple B's are down so bad.
Consider a name change.
Yeah, it was something. Gonna be changed to Suicide Squad, but I thought that was a little bit too far.
I mean, it's just named after a comic.
Yeah, sure, that's true.
Do what you gotta do. I mean, we got a guy out here.
I really like my name, though.
We got a guy out here whose team name is literally Nazi Germany.
That's true.
So
I forgot about that. Yeah, that's arguably worse than Suicide Squad for sure.
Yeah, I mean, just do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. But in other news, you had another player get hurt this week, and that name is Rashid Shaheed. And I don't think he's playing this week because he has a, quote, concerning knee injury.
Nah, he's going to play.
And Spencer Rattler he's not going to throw him the ball. Actually, he did throw him the ball 7 times, yeah. But he only caught one. Welcome to the life of Amari Cooper, previously Deshaun Watson.
Well, hopefully Derek Carr is back after next week.
I thought he was out 4 weeks.
He's not on IR, so.
Interesting. We'll have to see.
Yeah. Jaden Reed also got hurt. Classic. Jordan Mason also got hurt. We didn't mention that.
Yeah,
again, I'm going to go back. You don't feel any sort of, like, pity for me right now?
No, no pity.
After all these injuries?
No, I recognize how shitty it is, but I don't feel bad.
Okay.
It's just the way it goes.
No, it isn't. It's not happening to anyone but me.
Not this much. Not this year. No.
The thing is, I'm still scoring points, and I still can't win.
Yeah, you gotta do something.
Guy, stop telling me you got to do something. Like,
guy, you're not doing anything, and nothing's. Nothing for me to you're do. Not doing anything, and nothing's changing. I'm just saying, you got to get creative.
What do you want me to do?
Got to get creative.
Yeah. What do I need to go steal whoever's phone I'm playing and completely trash their lineup? Is that what you're referring to?
Maybe. I guess.
Do I need to drive to wherever Dolan lives and remove all of his good players from his lineup?
Are you driving down to the ATL? Maybe
if it means a win,
maybe you have to do that.
Sneak into Dolan's apartment,
good,
wherever he lives.
I don't know.
Steal his phone, hack his phone.
Yeah,
is that like the moves you're referring to?
Sure.
I should be making.
It's up for you to decide. I'm just telling you, you got to do something. You can't keep living like this.
Well, how do you tell me what to do? And
I've given you suggestions, and you just keep telling me that you can't.
Burning incense isn't going to fucking help.
Well, there's your problem. You're just denying everything.
Please give your suggestions in the chat.
Yeah, guys, if you have anything that could help Zach, let him know. He's probably not going to do it, but you can tell him.
If it's actual good suggestion, you've given me the worst suggestions ever.
All right, let's move on. Let's talk about the Gritty Gritty Bang Bang putting up a solid 85 points and losing to Breeze Lightning. It's 126.72. I was pretty happy with my week.
You had a stinker.
Yeah, Blaze did have a stinker. Chris Olave caught one pass and fumbled and got immediately knocked out of the game. Yeah. This is like probably his third or fourth. I feel like this guy gets concussions.
Yeah, he had one last year for sure. He might have had one his rookie year.
Yeah, so slightly
he's one
concerned.
Of those guys that just gets absolutely destroyed.
Yeah, he does. Or like bangs his head on the ground a lot.
Yes, yes.
But I'm not worried about Blaze's team. They're really good. And he didn't even have Malik Nabers this week.
Or Justin Jefferson.
Josh Downs is a revelation.
Yeah, he's good. But AR's coming back, so he's officially hashtag cooked next week.
Yep. He's on cookout. He's not hashtag cooked yet, but he's on a cookout watch.
No, he is.
Well, he hasn't played a game with AR yet this year.
He did last year.
He did last year. But AR was good last year, and this year he's not. So.
No, he wasn't.
He was. He was. Caleb Williams is sitting on his bench, too. But he's got the number one quarterback in the league, in Lamar.
Yeah, maybe he'll trade. I don't know. He's trading for Caleb Williams. Potential keeper next year, I think.
Maybe. I don't know. All right. And then last matchup of the week was Dolan just spin the wheel taking on Najee Germany. And Alex put up 147.46 to Dolan's 104.92. And man, I was really praying Dolan was going to come out with a win in this game. Because his players are putting up numbies. Joe Mixon should have had a third touchdown, but he got stopped at the one. But Dak Prescott happened.
Oh, my God.
Dak Prescott happened, and Alex's whole team scored over double digits.
Yeah.
So it just wasn't in the cards for Dolan this week. But I actually don't hate the team that Dolan's running out there.
It's a lot better than it was.
I mean, I hate Alexander Mattison, but he's scoring this year. It's so weird.
Yeah, but he's got Kareem Hunt. Yeah, it's so – well, I don't think Zamir White played again, so he was the only running back.
He's got four touchdowns this year. That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got the number one receiver in Cleveland now.
That's true. That's true, he does.
And he's got Kareem Hunt, who apparently might be not cooked.
Yeah.
So, and he's got Brian Robinson Jr. who didn't play this week. So, Dolan, it could be worse. Cole Kmet is a touchdown threat.
Do you like Dolan's roster better than Jared's?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'm not even joking. I do. It's
I don't think you can get away with playing two Falcon receivers.
Probably not forever.
Every week. I think that was more of a weird, fluky game where they both went off. I don't think you can play them every week.
And that's fine. That's fine. Honestly, I might try to ship Pacheco if I'm him. Because he has the potential of coming back this year.
Mm-hmm.
Probably like week, I don't know what, like week like 12.
They said like week, they say he's going to miss 8 weeks, so I don't. Ish.
So I would try to trade Pacheco. He got hurt week 2 against the Bengals, so he should be back around like week 11. Week 10, week 11. So that might be a move. Try to trade Pacheco and get a receiver if you can. To a team that's winning. So looking at Donald, looking at Blaze, maybe. And I think he could be okay. He could fight for some wins. All right, guy, give me a. Or you want to say something about Alex's team? Are you good?
Not really.
Okay. Give me the winner of the week this week. It's probably Pap.
Yeah.
Getting a second win with 72 points.
Then Mr. Miller.
Mr. Miller's loser of the week.
Loser of the week. Travis Etienne is also loser of the week.
Yeah, he is. Who's AB award winner of the week?
Oh my god, I don't know. I don't know.
I would give it to Will Levis.
again
on a generational run still of memes during games, and also just absolutely destroying one of the ball boys men oh on the God, sideline and shattering his leg, being carted off in an air cast, and Will Levis just not being fazed by it at all.
No.
So that's who I would give it to. That's an AP play.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Guy, you want to talk about the matchups for this coming week? Week 7 already. Can you believe it?
Yeah, it's flying.
All right, we're going to start off with me and Breece Lightning taking on Jared Miller and the Podcast Shoppers. I got to win this game after all the shit I've just talked about Jared's team.
Yeah.
So this is prime for me losing this game. Right now, the line is me by 21.5. But that's Travis Kelce's not in Jared's lineup, and neither is a starting running back.
Does he have a starting
of which he has, I guess, Roshan Johnson. Or, he can move Bijan up and start another flex player.
Yeah.
Start, I guess, Davante Adams coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So who you got here, guy?
I mean, I'm clearly you.
Okay.
I just said Jared had the worst roster in the league.
Yeah, we did. Hopefully that proves to be true. I would gladly accept that. All right. We got Najee Germany taking on CD's TDs. We got full lineups in. And we've got Alex by 18.
Alex should absolutely smash here for sure.
Yeah, we got Pappas starting Josh Palmer. And
yeah,
Christian
Aaron,
Kirk.
He's got CD Lamb on bye. I don't know if Aaron Jones is going to play.
Yeah, it might be a GG here.
He said he did practice some on Monday, so maybe he will play.
Okay. That would be huge. He needs it if he wants any chance.
He needs him to play.
I'm going to take Alex here as well to cover, actually, and win.
Yeah.
All right, we got the Albino Polar Bears taking on Gritty Gritty Bang Bang. Two top scorers who are looking to get a win after coming off L's. We got Gritty Gritty Bang Bang by 6 in this matchup. And we do
I'm
have
picking,
full lineups.
I'm picking Blaze simply because Matt's playing Javonte Williams.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go Blaze here as well. He should have everybody back to full strength, minus Chris Olave, but I wouldn't consider him full strength because he low-key kind of sucks. And, I'm going to be picking Blaze in this matchup.
Yeah.
All right, we got the Big Booty Butler taking on Just Spin the Wheel. Zach, you are currently favored by 23.5, but that is with no tight end and no QB from Dolan's side of the ball. So it might be a little closer to even in this matchup.
Yeah.
I
got a lot of questions. Questionables.
You do got a lot of questionables. God. I'm a little worried about your roster for this week.
Yeah, you think. I don't have anyone playing.
And I'm not sure who Dolan's picking up to start at QB this week, to be quite honest. I haven't taken a look at the QB free agents. But I'm actually going to run with Dolan here. Run it back. Run a win for Dolan. And so he can match
he
your record. The same
career
record.
Career week.
Yeah.
Career week against the Triple B's continues.
Yes, someone has to. So it's probably going to be Michael Pittman, if I had to guess.
God, dude.
So I'm going to take the cookout himself, Mr. Grill of Dolan. All right, and we got last matchup of the week, and Donald's in this matchup, so you just know that Donald's going to win this. He's favored by 10.5.
Unnamed team is probably going for 77 points this week.
Yeah, after putting up big points against you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree. And starting Tank Bigsby. That offsets. Tank Bigsby's going to have a career game. That's basically what it is.
Yeah.
offsets the Travis Etienne juju.
I hope Jonathan Taylor goes for like 40 points this week.
If he plays.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
All right, and that takes care of us for week 7 coming up here. So let me give you a rundown on the standings currently. We got Donald in first alone at 5-1. He has the third least amount of points scored for him this year. And he has the least amount of points scored against him. That's why everybody's so upset.
I have 140 more points against already. Guy.
It's crazy.
That should be illegal.
That is crazy. He's only scored 50 more points than Dolan down in last. It's kind of nuts. It's 130 less than the top scorer.
I have 80
actually 140.
More. I have 80 more points scored this year.
Yeah, it's nutty. It's nutty.
Guy.
I don't know why you're simply not
doing the punishment. This is not fair.
Well, you simply will not be in the league next year then.
It's not fair. I'm getting
mistreated. Do better. Draft
this
better.
Is like, God, draft better.
Yeah. In second place, we got a tie. It's Blaze, Matt, and Michael, myself. Commish. Blaze is the second top scorer in the league this year, 687. And then Matt, and then me. So that's how the order goes for second. Alex is down, tied in fifth with unnamed team at 3-3. We got Zach, Pap, and Jared. All tied in seventh at 2-4. And you have 120 more points than Jared and the same record.
Yeah, and we have the same record. It's simply not fair.
It's quite awesome.
It's like segregation.
Jesus Christ. Not going to go there. And then we got Dolan down here spinning in last at 1-5. But he's on the board. That's what counts. So, Guy, you can't lose three in a row because you know what happens when you lose three in a row. That's just a bad strategy.
Yeah,
you get shit on in the pod. So you're going to need to turn it up a little bit.
Okay, I'll try.
All right, Guy, give me your QB waiver wire pickups this week. Sitting at the top right now is Trevor Lawrence and Geno Smith.
T-Law, oh, yeah, you should definitely pick up Trevor Lawrence. That's my guy.
Yeah, Dolan, pick up yeah. T-Lawrence against Plain Zach this week.
Or Spencer Rattler.
I'd pick up Drake May. He had a pretty good week.
Yeah, he wasn't bad.
Two picks and a fumble. Three touchdowns. Still put up 19.5 points.
Yeah,
and he plays Jacksonville this week in London. So, smash. Running backs. Devin Singletary is out here. What are we doing, Jared?
He had to because he had to pick up a tight end.
What are we doing? That's a starting running back. We still have Rome Odunze on the roster. We still have Roshan on the roster.
Well, he had to because...
I'm dropping one of Roshan or Odunze.
He didn't pick him up till like late Sunday. I don't know.
That's crazy.
He picked him up last minute.
That's crazy behavior. I mean, I'm going in for Singletary. I can tell you that right now.
What about Zamir?
No, you can pay me to get Zamir.
Okay.
He'll be pretty good at the end of the season, though. I'd guess.
Oh.
He comes alive around Christmas time.
Okay.
Jalen Warren's out there. Raheem Mostert is out there. Joey Chestnut is out there. So take your pick. Kamani Vidal is out there.
Shut up. This guy's name is Joey. That's Julius Chestnut. Oh my God. Okay.
Special shout out, Damian Pierce. He had like a 52-yard touchdown run this week.
Seriously?
Yeah, electric.
That's first 76 touchdown in 2 years,
probably. So shout outs, Damian.
Guy, you need him back on your roster. That's your guy.
Isaiah Garendo is out there. If Jordan Mason can't play, and Sean Tucker is out there. If Rashad White is also not going to play again this week, so we'll see. We'll see what happens on the waivers this week. I don't know. I'm not really expecting heavy bids, but I'm expecting some movers and shakers.
Yeah,
there's some guys out there. There's some names like Christian Watson is out there. Gabe Davis is out there. Tyler Lockett is out there. Juju Smith-Schuster is out there. Guy, I think you need a receiver. You need a receiver. Yeah. You're a big Juju fan.
Oh, am I?
Oh, you're a big Juju fan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did he like do something? No, he's on pop.
Yeah, no, he put up 7 of 8 for 130 2 weeks ago.
God, is he relevant since Rashi Rice is hurt?
I don't know, man. You should find out. Demario Douglas, I actually like out there. Xavier Leggett's out there. Michael Wilson is out there. Dele Vaughn is out there. Or Devon Vele, sorry. Devon Vele, low-key, could be a decent pickup. Week one, he's a rookie. Week one, he was 8 of 8. They got hurt. Missed 4 weeks. Came back 4-6 or 78. I don't hate it.
Well, guy, half of my bench
is hurt.
Players I can't simply drop because.
Well, you're going to need to make some moves, guy. You need to start players. So trades.
I start players.
Some 2-for-1s with Mr. Miller, maybe.
Dude, I don't want any of Jared's shitty bench players. Let's just go look at Jared's shitty bench players from last week. I remember I was trying to get Calvin Ridley from him a couple weeks ago, and he said no. This dude
is trash. To get George Pickens from him a couple weeks ago, and he also said no.
Exactly. So, no. I'm not dealing for his crappy bench.
We got David Njoku out there on the waiver wires. We got Cade Otton. We got Zach Ertz. We got the Conk. We got Taysom Hill. We got Mark Andrews.
Mark Andrews.
Marky Mark is back from the dead. Who's picking him up?
No, I think he's still cooked. I think he's bad still.
Okay. Guess we'll have to wait and see. All right, that's all the names that really come up for me, guy. You got anything else you want to talk about?
I don't think so.
All right, well, then that's the pod. We're at 117. Could be worse.
Yeah, could be way worse.
All right, guys, enjoy your weeks this week. Enjoy the cool weather. Enjoy the London game, the last London game of the year this week.
Yep, set your lineups.
Set your lineups, yes, indeed. All right, I'm out. Peace.
See ya.